With the record-long government shutdown in its second month, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro says his county is feeling the effect. I spoke with Molinaro about those impacts, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's State of the State address, and whether he'll seek another term as county executive. How is this partial government shutdown starting to trickle down effects-wise to the county?
Listen, at the end of the day, government shouldn't shut down. And frankly, there are real people from the Coast Guard to those who work at historic sites like the Franklin Delano Roosevelt home that rely on an income, a paycheck. So there's an immediate impact on the men and women of Dutchess County who are federal employees. But it's starting to really put a great amount of pressure, and it is impacting our tourism economy. The Hudson Valley is reliant on tourists. Dutchess, one of our largest employers, remains the tourism industry, and the FDR and the Vanderbilt. These are facilities that attract individuals from around the world. Not to mention the FDR home and library attracts researchers, filmmakers, and others. We need the facilities up and running, and their closure has and will continue to impact our tourism economy. I understand that people are passionate about their views, and certainly there needs to be an address of immigration. But government's supposed to be reliable, if not for the people that work for it, at least for the people who rely on it. And government isn't supposed to shut down. So it is having an impact. We cannot recover what we've lost. Admittedly, this is a slower time of year to some degree in the tourism economy, but it is impacting, it has impacted, and it's going to continue to impact what is a very fragile sector of our local economy.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo delivered his State of the State and budget address January 15th. The New York Republican State Committee released the official GOP response, saying it was the first time the organization issued such a retort. Molinaro, the party's 2018 gubernatorial candidate, delivered it.
I believe that New York as a state needs to work harder to ensure that upstate and downstate, rich and poor, the insiders and the rest of New Yorkers understand that their government appreciates them, respects them, and is working toward them. And there needs to be a concerted effort not to engage only in the rhetoric and the politics of the national environment, but real delivery of real services to real people. And I'm hopeful that this new state legislature and the governor focus their attention on making New York more affordable for people who are being pressured out, making it easier for those who feel left out, and ensuring that we are effective in the delivery of services, everything from ensuring that there's adequate housing and that our homeless shelters are supporting those that need it, to making sure that we're providing for public safety and responding to the needs of those living with developmental disabilities.
In his response, Molinaro called on Governor Cuomo and U.S. Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer, a fellow New York Democrat, to convene a summit of elected officials, business leaders, innovators, educators, and community organizations to create a plan to revive the upstate economy. Speaking with WAMC on January 16th, Molinaro continued to respond to Cuomo's address.
The speech was very focused on some of the themes that we've already heard. So I can't say that I left with new information. Here's what I get concerned about. As the state implements reforms or new policies, they need to make sure that we know what we're doing, we can implement them effectively, and that we can afford to pay for them. I embraced early voting and a lot of the election reforms, but the governor didn't, as we understand it, propose any funding to implement those reforms. He has in the past, when it was unlikely they were going to become law. It's time to partner hand in hand to make sure that the people we serve get the benefit of those reforms as effectively as possible. So there needs to be a real consideration for how we deliver services and that we're doing it effectively. I didn't hear, and I understand why, enough about the upstate economy and focusing on driving down property taxes. I embrace making permanent the property tax cap. I was a sponsor of the property tax cap. But there needs to be a real commitment not only to capping property taxes, but reducing the burden we place on local governments and driving down property taxes as a whole.
The New York State Association of Counties, for one, is concerned about counties shouldering the cost of such reforms as early voting. While the association supports the practice of early voting, the organization said it could cost counties statewide more than $20 million. Governor Cuomo, speaking on WAMC's roundtable with Alan Chartok the day after his State of the State, addressed the concerns.
If somebody presents a truthful case that it's going to be more expensive, fine. But these Board of Elections, you know, you want to talk about efficiency and performance and waste. Many of them are highly politicized organizations, And if we want to look at their budgets and find efficiencies, which is going to be required before you get more money, you don't just get more money because you ask for it. You have to need it, right? It's somebody's money. It's taxpayers' money. So if they really need it, then I would fund it. But you have to really need it, and let's make sure you're running an efficient organization. But I think early voting, voting by mail, is essential.
Molinaro, a former state assemblyman, says he did read Cuomo's comments from that roundtable appearance.
Well, it's interesting. So he's proposed funding in the past. He, as we understand it, did not propose any funding in this budget when it's becoming law. But if he's got a problem with the boards of election, he should talk to the state legislature. Boards of election are established by New York state law. They function as extensions of New York state government, and they are highly political because the state of New York made them highly political. So, but I don't want to discredit, no one should discredit the hard work of the men and women who are working at our boards of election. That they're the front line of democracy in New York state, and they're scrambling to make sure that these reforms go into effect. Many of them believe passionately in them. So don't discredit them, but make sure that together we know how to implement, we can implement, and there's a resource. Resources to implement the reforms. And it's necessary. The best fix for democracy is more democracy, but you've got to be able to pay for it.
Recreational marijuana, if that is legalized in New York State, I believe the governor said counties would have the option to opt out. Have you thought about that for Dutchess?
Listen, we Dutchess County expected that the governor was going to propose the state legislature would legalize recreational marijuana, and we are functioning as if it will be legalized in Dutchess and the state of New York. We've assembled a small working group inside some of our departments to identify how we will respond. There are social and health ills that will have to be addressed. There are issues of criminality that will have to still be addressed, and we want to be sure that we can implement effectively. We'll also do outreach in the community so that the public has an opportunity to have their voice heard. But we are functioning as if marijuana will be legalized. And as a county government, we're responsible for really providing some degree of oversight and assistance to those who will deal with addiction.
And so it sounds like you would not opt out, but you would make sure something's in place, as you just
said. Yeah, I'm very careful that these are not decisions that I get to make alone. I am functioning as a county executive and proceeding as if we will not opt out and marijuana will be legalized in New York and Dutchess County. But most importantly, we are doing everything we can to be prepared for the appropriate, in essence, rollout and implementation, and that we have the resources and support available to those who either deal with addiction or will have multiple numbers of questions that need answers.
You're running for what term? As county executive?
Oh, that was pretty cool, though. You were trying to get me to say I'm running for something? You were like a... I haven't made any announcement on the future of my political career.
I will tell you what hit my inbox today, and that was an invitation to a fundraising.
Oh, I raise money all the time.
On behalf of you. So you've not decided.
I have not decided, nor am I prepared to announce anything. But I will say, listen, I was criticized during the governor's race for spending money for campaigns. I actually don't, I don't have county government spend on things that other candidates or elected officers hold. So we raise money to make sure that I can continue to pay for certain things, like attending some events.
If you were to run, what term would it be?
If I were to seek re-election, it would be for my third and final term.
Okay.
So I did make that news. If I run, it will be the last time I run for county executive. We're not term limited, but I've always felt that 12 years is sufficient. It's also what I believe is appropriate. If we were to establish term limits, 12 years would be appropriate as well.
Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro is set to deliver his State of the County address February 27th at the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Poughkeepsie.